This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You know, if you're not part of the solution, I say it all the time, you're part of the problem. I believe that to be true. You don't have to. I believe it's true because I see what happens. I see people who speak out without being informed, out of turn, if you would. And they put stuff out there. They put stuff up or out there to post things that just aren't real. They aren't true. So anyway, again, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. I like this one. You should too. A Missouri sheriff says that he won't, even under threat of arrest, he will not release gun owners' info to the FBI. The Missouri officials are slamming a planned FBI audit of various sheriff's offices in the state, saying the audit is an attempt to illegally obtain information on concealed carry permit holders. One sheriff in particular said that even under arrest of threat, he ain't giving them anything. They don't have a right to it. As a sheriff of Scotland County, I want my citizens to know that I'll not allow the cooperation or release by my CCW information to the FBI, even at the threat of federal arrest. Republican Scotland County Sheriff Brian Whitney, he wrote to the residents of the community on Monday, point blank, I will go down with the ship if I need to. Now, the letter, which was reviewed by local news sources, said that Whitney had said that he was prompted to send a letter to his community in northeastern Missouri after he was alerted the FBI audit set to be carried out in 24 counties. It's unclear which counties will be included in the audit. Probably the bigger ones, right? Anyway, seriously, probably the bigger ones. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt also demanded the FBI cease their attempts to illegally obtain information from the local sheriffs. Right? I mean, these are people who live in Missouri and have concealed carry permits. What right does anybody have to have that information? The FBI's not entitled to it. No constitutional. There's nothing in the Constitution that gives them a right to that. Absolutely nothing. Schmidt outlined to Ray that under Missouri law, it is illegal to share the confidential list with the federal government. The law was passed after it became known that the Obama administration wanted to know which Missourians had firearms. Right? Supposedly to establish, ready for this one, they were so good at lying, weren't they? Supposedly to establish who was entitled to federal benefits. Why would you need gun information to know? Come on, think about that. Why would you need gun information to know who's entitled to federal benefits? Now, the FBI reached out to Fox News and told them Under the plan, Missouri audit a small sampling of system transactions to be inspected for the compliance and to ensure there is no misuse of the FBI's criminal justice information services. Right? It's the largest collection of criminal justice information shared by the nation's law enforcement and criminal justice community. If the information falls into the wrong hands, it could be a real safety issue. Well, if we don't give it to you, you won't put it in there. You won't have it. We won't have to worry about it falling into the wrong. I think the wrong hands of the FBI to be you, you know what I'm saying? The FBI said that the board sets a policy for security and acceptable use of the information. And it's assigned the FBI responsibility to ensure compliance. Well, why can't you trust the state to give you the, or to check the information the way you want it checked? Now, they say that the auditors wouldn't have access to lists such as state-approved concealed carry holders, nor would the CJIS division retain information beyond what's necessary to address them. But to Whitney, he said he doesn't believe the FBI statement to be accurate. Look, nobody trusts them anymore. They have almost no credibility anymore. You watch what happened. You watch who they're arresting, who they're holding, who they're not holding. And you think you're going to get a fair shake in any way? I mean, California had a breach of information, and somehow it easily got out to the masses. It's just nuts. And it's wrong, too. Maybe we need to spend the money shoring up our security with our computer systems in the state of California. Why should we always... This is why people will say, I'm not doing that. I'm not filling out that form. I'm not signing up for that because the government will have my information. And God only knows where it'll go after that. So they're right. You've seen it. They're right. Unreal. I don't remember whether I did the story the other day or not, but I'm going to do it again. I think it deserves it. Be hit twice. We have a Christian college student that expects that they will not be held responsible for their lesbian behavior. Did you hear me? She goes to a Christian college. And when you sign up, this is the one that makes me nuts. When you sign up to go to these things, go to these colleges or places like that, You have to read the agreement. Just because you don't read it or don't like it doesn't mean it doesn't apply to you. I just found that to be interesting. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 24 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Yeah, well, simple English doesn't seem to work either. Right? Just amazing. 855 real Joe, 855-732. 5563, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You need to be part of the solution. So somebody sent me, just sent me this link. Hopefully I don't get stung by it. But I was just talking about how it's up to Congress to change things. You need to move through Congress to get them off their butts, to make the laws, make the rules, make, you know, those things work to fall in line with what they want. Not, you didn't send Congress to D.C. to go to protests. Right? I mean, seriously. It's just amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So now what you see is the House is going to vote on gay marriage, abortion, due to the post-Roe concern. Yeah, you say that three times fast. Post-Roe concerns, which is somewhat asinine. I mean, seriously asinine. Now, they're doing the right thing because they should pass the laws. That's their job. But if they do, you know, the law that they want to pass would allow abortion right up to birth. And if they truly cared about the American people, what the American people wanted, nobody. It takes a nosedive at this point. Nobody is interested in having a partial birth abortion take place. No American. It pretty much drops to zero. Ridiculous. All right, we've got Ed from Washington. Ed, what's up? What's bugging you tonight?
Well, you were just talking about, I think, that student in a religious school was doing something against the regulations that the contract they signed.
Yep.
In regards to their whatever performance or whatever, not performance, but their their philosophy or whatever. Well,
yeah,
that means that all law under contracts would have to be eliminated. If it was, I used to have my employees had a performance contract. That way, I didn't have to worry about being accused if I fired them because they were female or this, that, and the other. I'd say, no, here's the performance contract. You didn't comply with it, and that's why you're being fired.
Yep.
You know, and these schools, if they're internally kids are wanting to change things after they sign the contract, I'd have the schools sue them for breach of contract. Ask for damages.
I think you're right. I'm with you. I mean, this is happening more and more and more. And
letting it happen without action. You have to make people, you know, responsible for their actions.
Yep. I agree with you. That's true. I mean, it's really, again, I was trying to drive home that point, too, when it came to the law. Somebody sent me the link, and it was like, this is what I keep telling you guys. Congress makes laws, not the judges. Right? We don't make laws by protesting. We make laws, which is what we said in Congress there to do. So, anyhow, just crazy. I'm going to finish that story on the Christian College. Thanks for calling, Ed. Appreciate your time. So again, with the Christian College, this is where they go, like Ed was saying, it's true. They go to these places, and they think that they're just going to protest or buck the system, but they'll sign the agreement to begin with. Even we've done stories about lesbian couples, gay couples, who go to work for a church or go to work for, you know, a Christian school, a Christian education facility, and they know going in that the admin will not accept them as a gay couple, but they don't care because they have every intention to challenge it once they get in there. That's the whole goal. That's what they're trying to do. And there's no one who loves to cry more about this stuff than liberals. So Gianna Palmo, who posted in TikTok July 6th, she accused the Palm Beach Atlantic University of homophobia after she was denied admission. Her video featured the text, "When your Floridian college decides not to take you anymore because you're gay." No, they never decide. They didn't decide not to take you anymore. That was number one. That was always in there. Nothing changed. She also said the caption under the video to attack Palm Beach Atlantic University. Pretty classy. That's all they do. They only know violence. Can we stop this giving them the benefit of the doubt garbage? It doesn't work. Now, her accusation isn't without some merit. Really, what I mean is, she took a secret recording of her alleged meeting with the university, the head of admissions, where the head says, well, here are different standards for what is considered acceptable behavior. She said, we set standards forth for how we live our lives according to biblical principle. Think about this. How dare a Christian school decide it wants to follow biblical principle? How dare they? It's just amazing. The PBA handbook states clearly that sexual immorality, including fornication, adultery, and homosexual behavior, is prohibited. It's prohibited in Scripture because our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit. And we believe that Christian marriage is between a man and a woman. So they expect that of the student, the faculty, the staff. None of them will engage or promote views of sexuality or gender expression that contradict biblical standards. She has it in black and white. She knows exactly what she's doing, right? Now, and she doesn't understand freedom of religion, number one. Number two is she's not a person of her word. So how can you trust anything that she comes through with? You have to ask. I don't know how much more clear you get than that, though. Palma Wine, in a text message, sent the PBA's representative in 2022. It's a shame that homophobia is still an issue in today's day. Right. It's not homophobia, number one. It's not an issue in today's day. You went to an organization that you knew frowned on this, and you went anyway. Right? Did she not know it was a Christian school? Is she that dull? Right, because college applications are not short applications. And if she didn't do her due diligence, I say you throw out and keep the money. No, really, why not? PBA is free, as Pink News says, to discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation and religious beliefs as they see fit. No, they're not free to. It's not something they just do nilly-willy because they don't like gay folks. They do it because Scripture, which is what the school is based on, people go in there know that. Matter of fact, if you don't know that, you haven't done your homework, I don't know. Maybe you need to go back to grade school, start all over again. Because it ain't that hard. So I'm your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
right before the House passed the Respect for Marriage Act, which would protect marriage equality by repealing the Defense of Marriage Act and providing federal protections for same-sex and interracial couples. 17 members of Congress were arrested by Capitol Police. They were protesting outside the Supreme Court building during an abortion rights protest. That was sound from the video from the scene showing Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez being led away by police. Capitol Police warned demonstrators that they would take action and then tweeted they arrested 34 people in total, including 16 members of Congress. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's what I want you to be. I got so many crazy stories tonight. This is going to be fun. I know, sick, right? But it is going to be fun. Because when you look at the stuff that people are trying to force on us, many of you scratch your head and go, there's no way these stories are true. It's just amazing. Like this one. Love it. This should be short and sweet. Now, Minnesota City of Morris is going to disband its police department. But it's not because of what you think. The local leaders in that Minnesota city, they voted to disband the police department, which has dwindled down to just two officers, including the chief, to get the boss of one employee. Just amazing. Now, the city of Morris, like other communities across the country, is dealing with changing attitudes about policing, challenges in recruiting and retaining officers. Morris, with a population of about 5,200 residents, they have a budget for 8 full-time offices, officers, and some administrative specialists. The city council plans to sign a contract for law enforcement services with the county sheriff's department because they can't bring people on. It's a sad day. Nobody wants to see it happen, said the city manager. How in the world could a town the size of Morris not have a police department? We live in a different world. 5,200. My God, I live in an area of about 300,000 people. And we contract with the sheriff's department. Right? Nationally, the average is about 93% of the available positions are filled. That's according to the Police Executive Research Forum. They surveyed about 200 different police departments last year, and they're having a heck of a time getting recruits in. Well, why would you? You're not appreciated. Nobody cares about you. You're the bad guy. I don't blame them. This is a 25-year low, as I read. And many officers are resigning or retiring because they don't want the aggravation. I don't blame them. When you don't have their back, how can you expect them to have yours? That's just not right. At least I don't think it is, anyway. And again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, so it's okay. Do you guys really think? I got to ask you anyway. That Biden will be president in 2024? Just asking. I'll get back to that in a minute. An announcement came today in response to the Supreme Court's decision, Dobbs versus Jackson. Women's health organization that overturned Roe versus Wade in June. I believe we have to codify Roe versus Wade into law. And the way to do that is to make sure Congress votes to do that. That's according to President Biden. Jerry Nadler, is he still around? Well, come on, look at him. It looks like rigor mortis already set in. He can't even sit down. Jerry Nadler, a Democrat out of New York, he's the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. He urged the colleagues to take measures and pass these measures, pass these laws. As this court might take aim at other... Now, see, here's what they don't understand. What did the court say? When it's not specifically in the Constitution, it goes to the states. In this case, it just goes to the states. As this court may take aim at other fundamental rights, we can't sit by idle. You know, it's really funny. They don't want to pass the laws themselves. They've had total control many times. They don't want to pass the laws themselves. And then they want to blame the court. This occurred even after Justice Samuel Alito wrote in a majority opinion that the Dobbs v. Jackson decision concerns a constitutional right to abortion and no other right. That's in there. He writes that in the opinion. So for them to say that now that marriage is under attack or gay marriage is under attack is wrong. It's fake. It's fake news. It's misinformation. However, in this concurring opinion, Justice Clarence Thomas questioned the legal reasoning behind the Overfield versus Hodges, which legalized same-sex marriage. He suggested the decision guaranteed a right to contraceptives should also be reviewed. But what he's saying is not that it's against the law, not that it should be. His comment is, why is the federal government making these laws that are specifically laid on the states? That simple. Democrats are calling this new bill the... Oh, God. The Respect for Marriage Act. This bill would prohibit the withholding of marriage license with same-sex couples. Now, some of the news sources are reporting that a vote on contraceptives is scheduled later this week. What kind of contraceptives? Oh, let me see. You're going to give the pill to men? How about, let me see, how can I rephrase that? You're going to give the pill to non-uterus people? Non-uterus having people? I don't even know what you'd call them. This is how ridiculous it's getting. You got to work it through your head to figure it out. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, I talked about this a while back. California educators want Planned Parenthood clinics on high school campuses. Are they for real? Well, yeah, actually they are. They don't. I mean, it's getting worse and worse and worse. They've got so many loony left legislators up there. Really, seriously. That none of this stuff surprises me. Absolutely none of it. Southern California School Board is set to vote Monday a proposal that would bring a Planned Parenthood Center to a high school campus. Right? If approved, the Norwalk La Mirada Unified School District proposal will allow the clinic to open a John Glenn High School's campus. Now, the item doesn't allow for the Planned Parenthood to perform abortions or gender transition services. It does permit the clinic to make referrals to other health centers. Where do you think you're going to make those referrals? When a young lady's pregnant, they're going to tell her how this can't work for you, you're too young, you don't understand, and they're going to make money off it. Under under California law, the Planned Parenthood will be able to provide contraceptives and STD treatment along with referrals for abortions and gender transitioning without parental consent. They want your kids. You know, I used to say, they used to make fun of me, but they do. They must want your kids. Because every law that these people have beaten their brains out to pass have to do with taking more and more and more and more and more and more and more rights away from you. Provider and district acknowledge that under California law, minors have the right to consent to reproductive health services without parental consent or notification. Right? Now, it does say there is a provision that says provider will encourage students to involve their families in the decision. Yeah, that's going to work. No, the problem really here, sex education in schools now, it's not around how not to, and why you shouldn't, and why you should wait, because they're going to tell you that doesn't work. Now it's about how to. How to have it, maximum pleasure, least amount of risk, have at it, we got you covered if you get pregnant. Unreal. Now most Californians don't even know this is going on. But they have to be raised that their tax dollars are being used to turn classrooms, for all intents and purposes, into abortion mills. Look, if you're going to put Planned Parenthood on campus, do you really think that some of the classes, some of the things they're going to be teaching are going to be anti-sex things? About waiting, about abstinence, maybe? Look, it may or may not work. You don't know. But most parents have no clue. Really? It just never stops. Now, further citing the breach of parental rights threatened by the proposal, the founder and president of Parents Defending Education, spoke up and said this is a further breach of parental rights. Parenthood, they don't provide gender-affirming hormone. I mean, they do provide gender-affirming hormone therapy. So you know what's going to happen. Joe Mateen, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Oh, come on. That's funny. You know it's funny. Joe is here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You really need to be part of the solution. You do that by getting informed. Right? Once you get informed, we're good. All right, let's finish up a story about the California educators planning on or wanting Planned Parenthood clinics on high school campuses. This one is amazing to me. I'm on a high school, junior high school board in Southern California. And when you look at this, you think about this, right? You go, why would you allow them on there? I mean, they promote one thing really only. They can tell you about women's health and all that. Then it's all a bunch of garbage and baloney. So is that school board promoting sexual promiscuity with the surety that you have somebody there to take care of the problem? Because that's what it really boils down to. They think it's a problem, an issue. So is that the mindset? They don't want to deal with it? I mean, this is what makes me nuts. They don't have a... You're seeing it happen over the decades, more and more and more with the school districts, the whatever, the trustees. They think they own your children. They have a right to tell you what to do. They don't. These are your kids. You get to decide what they go through and not go through. They don't have... They don't have the ability at 12 years old to decide what kind of medical condition or medical treatments they should have. If that's the case, we've got a whole bunch of stuff to change. Shouldn't they be able to decide how to drive at that age? What about drinking? My God, if they could choose to change their... Think about what a big deal is. Choose to change their gender. Shouldn't they have ability to be able to carry a gun? These are big decisions, are they not? Psychologists say that their brain doesn't even start functioning properly till they're around 26 years old, for God's sakes. Come on, let's be honest about it. But yet you're going to allow them to decide that they want a gender change. California, as you heard earlier about Brad Dacus, they've even got further with it. A lot further. They want to get the court's custody of your kids who are seeking trans operation. And your parents can't grab you. The senator who put this forward, he's a real sicko. An extreme sicko. Extremely radical when it comes to this type of thing. Senator Scott Wiener out of San Francisco. Figures. He calls it the mental health care. So California Dems want to give the courts custody of the kids seeking trans treatments. This is from him. A bill in California would allow courts to take temporary emergency jurisdiction of your children. Really? Temporary emergency? See, they're coming here. If they're coming here for transition treatments, then you no longer have a right to your kids. You no longer have a right to open your mouth. That's B107 from Scott Wiener. Wiener says he wants to combat what he calls brutal attacks on transgender children in states that have banned gender affirmation. It's not a brutal attack. You know, I used to fight that whole thing with the agenda, but I want you to think about something. A child at 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 starts to have thoughts that they want to be female. Or female wants to be male. Because that's the major one. Right? Most of these kids, when you actually sit down with them, the ones that are going through the transitions, they've only been seen like twice by a doctor. Twice! That's about the max. Are you telling me, even you loons on the left that are listening to the show, are you telling me that with any medical procedure, anyone... Think about what you go through to make medical decisions. But with any mental/medical procedure, that two visits of less, maybe 20 minutes each, to a doctor is sufficient enough to put you on hormone blockers. And now they're starting to see some of the damage that these hormone blockers have been doing to these kids. But nobody wants to talk about it. You can't talk about it. Not without getting banned from Twitter. Brutal attacks on transgender children. Mr. Wiener, that's what you're doing. Yours is a brutal attack on transgender children. Because even if I agree that they're transgender, even if I agree they were born in the wrong body, and they know it mentally, somehow their DNA never picked up on it, you have to let their bodies grow. You have to let their bodies do what they were intended to do. I mean, if the chemicals and the bones and the bone muscle or the muscle and all that, if it doesn't grow the way it's supposed to grow, if it doesn't form the way it's supposed to form, and you're stopping it and you're lying to people by telling them you can always reverse the treatment. No, you can't. These hormone blockers are stopping kids later on in life from having babies. Right? Their bones are more brittle. There's so many medical things now starting to pop up, you won't hear about it anywhere. Right? And again, totally ignores parental rights. Totally. You have none with these people. This bill declares war on parents throughout the country who don't want their children sterilized because of their gender dysphoria. It is a condition recognized by the medical world. This condition resolves itself in most cases after a child reaches adulthood. But Wiener doesn't want to hear that. See, think about something. He wants to make California, or the California legislature right now, they want to make this state the haven for every, social injustice there is known to mankind. Abortion on demand, anytime, at any point in delivery. No questions asked. You can come here from another state to get it. No questions asked. Tax dollars will pay for you to be here, to fly here, to have your little vacation here while you recoup. Right? No questions asked. Now, as a child, you can come here. If you decide at 14 years old, you're a 14-year-old girl, you decide you want to be a boy, your parents aren't in agreement, you're in a state that won't let you just do it, now you just got to find a way to sneak here, get here. Once you get here, the courts will protect you. They will allow you to make a major change to your body without anyone who loves or cares about you being involved in the conversation. But apparently that's okay. That's fine. They're sick people. No, really. And you parents that would allow your children to get these operations without going to a doctor multiple times over many, many, many months, I didn't even say years. Right? You think that's okay? You think you've done them a favor? You've shown them you love them? Sometimes saying no to your kids is love. A lot of times saying no to your kids is love. Right? Why do you let them do this to themselves? It's all about emotion, isn't it? Not good. The California Family Council has great concerns with this. They say the Wiener thinks he's making the state a safe haven for kids. But if passed, he'll turn California into a threat for every family in the country. It's a true statement. And they'll ignore federal law. They'll ignore federal warrants. Can't do it. This is going to be one of the most brazen assaults on parental rights that we've seen in decades. Just amazing. Earlier this year, Assemblyman Kelly Sayardo, a Republican, claimed that SB 107 violates Uniform Child Custody Jurisdiction Enforcement Act, a law in which states honor child custody judgments of other states. Wiener says it's not true. It is true. He should send them back, send those kids back to their parents when they come here. That's just, it's amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, well, part of the solution, actually. Now, listen. I want you to go up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. And I want you to like the stories, read the story. I'll get stories up there. Read the story. Sign up for the news week, for the news blasts. Sign up for all kinds of stuff up there, you know. Get the text alerts. You can text GOJO, one word, GOJO, to 77222. GOJO to 77222. I would appreciate it. We come back, we're going to talk about again, I'm not a conspiracy kind of guy. But you got major chicken coops or chicken farms burning down all across the country. You've got China and Bill Gates buying up all the farmland. That's a little weird. And now today you have an explosion and a fire reported at Hoover Dam, which will probably shut down one of the generators, right? Talk more about that when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network. Don't go far. Got another hour with me. You don't want to miss it. Please.
USA.